Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Freaky rapid fire.
Whose side are you taking? Whether it's sports or not, answer along in your car.
With Freaky's Rapid Fire on John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Rapid Fire brought to you by Zero Res. Spell it backwards or forwards. Zero Res is the right way to clean. What do they call those words when you spell them backwards and forwards? They're the same thing.
Ask Abe. He knows everything.
You know, there's, you know, a palindrome, is that it?
That's what I was going to say. I think it's palindrome.
Yeah. But a man, a plan, a canal, Panama. That's the famous. A man, a plan, a canal.
Race car.
Yeah, race car. Man, a plan, a canal, Panama. Spelled same backwards.
Madam, I'm madam.
Yeah. Madam, I'm madam, right? Anyway, Zero Res, spelled backwards before, is the right way to clean. Here we go, guys. We're going to start with a question that we spent quite a bit of the time of the 6 o'clock hour talking about. We're going to take Dansby out of this discussion because we assume that they're negotiating and have been for quite some time. We're going to take Vaughn Grissom out of this discussion because the sample size is simply too small. So after Michael Harris, who will be the next young star the Braves will sign? You only get to pick one, and it doesn't have to be this week or at the end of the year. Before next season, who's the next star to sign a long-term deal with the Atlanta Braves? Hugh, is it William Contreras, Max Fried, Kyle Wright, or Spencer Strider? Who's next?
I'm going to say Contreras. I was thinking Strider. Like, I was leaning heavily Strider, but I was like, you got time to sign a pitcher. I'm going to go Contreras.
He's going to go. William Contreras will sign a long-term deal. Day-Day?
Yeah, next I think is going to be Contreras. We talked about that off air. I think it's going to be him. Next. Because to your point earlier, Hugh, more bang for the buck.
Yeah.
All right?
But see, this is the problem. Like, when you're signing guys for, air quotes, hometown discounts, there's going to be somebody in that locker room that's not going to take the hometown discount because they're going to be looking at it, and they're going to look at the situation and the way that it went down for you. Say, for instance, Michael Harris. If I'm Contreras and I'm in the locker room and I'm looking at how much you signed Michael Harris for, and he's only played in 70-some-odd games, and I've been here longer, and then I look at what you signed Acuna for, I need to be somewhere in that. I need to be somewhere, I would think, in the Acuna range. Like, that's my thinking.
Well, yeah, you don't have a whole lot of leverage, though, because keep in mind, again, William Contreras won't hit free agency until 2028.
Yeah, I mean, but if I'm playing that game, If we're talking about who needs to be signed next or whatever, that's the game. I'm going to play the long game. Because, like, to your point, my money's guaranteed. I'm guaranteed to 2028. So it's not – I'm not
in
immediate hurry.
Guaranteed $700,000.
I'm about to say he's not even a million a year.
Yeah, but I'm going to go ahead and ride it out. Because I look at – you look at it like this. The money that, that Acuna signed for.
By the way, let's step back for a second so that we're clear about this. William Contreras does not have guaranteed money. I mean.
Is you said he got a signed contract for eight?
No, he's a pre-arbitrator. I mean, it's a year-to-year thing.
Okay, but my point still stands. My point is this. You look at the hometown deals that, that these guys are signing. If they come to me and sign a deal, I might be willing to take that chance. I might be willing to go ahead and shake the dice.
Yeah. Who's next? Contreras, Fried, Wright, Strider. Who do you think they signs next there, Abe?
I think Contreras makes a ton of sense. I think based on what happens this year, we'll see throughout the playoffs and where the season ends. I think you probably need to lock up one of your starting pitchers.
I would say that's why I'm going to say Max Fried.
That's my answer as well.
Because he's available for arbitration next year, and he's going
to
get a ton.
You
got
to start to lock
arbitration.
These guys up at some point.
Right.
And Soroka's right around the corner, depending on what he shows you next year.
Yeah, next year.
Strider is depending on what he shows you next year. Maybe
Soroka
sooner.
You're not going to do till at least the All-Star break next year.
Yeah. You have time before. But I would wait for Kyle Wright. I know you discussed this earlier. I need to see more from him than just. But
that's fine. That's
Max
fine.
Fried makes sense to me. Contreras does too, for the reasons that Day-Day provided. But. Max Fried, you got to
lock
him
up.
Well,
if you go into arbitration with Max Fried,
it's going to cost you $20 million, $25 million.
At least, you're going to get a ton. Falcons released their new depth chart before the Jets game. Head coach Arthur Smith doesn't like to and hasn't elevated rookies beyond just depth spots. And your answers are, it's still where we stand when you see Drake London like at sixth at wide receiver, or this will change dramatically in certain positions by opening day.
It will change by opening day.
Did he?
Yeah, it's going to change.
Abe?
What's the question again?
Well, he doesn't like to put rookies up there. So the rookies are all buried on the depth chart, right?
Okay.
I mean, so, you know, it's still where we stand right now that Drake London is like the sixth wide receiver, or it's going to change dramatically in certain positions by opening day.
Well, he's not getting in on only Hail Marys. I mean, so, yes, it's going to change.
Okay, just check it.
How official do depth charts have to be based
on, like...
Well, that's
my point. I mean, they're not really official.
He could just be six, but he's still... wide receiver one.
You're getting first team reps.
Yeah.
AB sends out a tweet. Tom Brady, this is his tweet. Tom Brady, manipulate the game.
I did not understand this at all.
Okay.
I read it like four times. I was like, what the hell is he talking about? All right, then you got it.
This is AB's tweet. Tom Brady, manipulate the game, gets 14 days. Go home, gets his mind right, LOL. Now you see the difference. Put that blank on. Basically, he's saying, they treated Tom Brady far differently than they treated me, the Buccaneers did. So your answers are,
duh.
Man has a point, or shut the hell up, AB.
Duh. I'm not going to say shut the hell up. Duh. Like, dude. John, there's a peck. Like, it's always been like that. It's all, like, anybody that has ever played football knows that there's a pecking order. From the time you play peewee until the time if you are blessed to make it to the pros, the quarterback is the face of the franchise. If you're the face of the wee Giants or your high school or whatever, you're the face of the franchise. Things run a little bit different for you than they do everybody else. I mean, that's just how it is. AB, you are not. That dude, like, you're that dude as far as catching the ball, but somebody got to throw it to you. And the dude that's throwing it to you is that dude. Come on, man. Stop it. Just stop it.
AB goes out there and tweets, Tom Brady gets preferential treatment. You didn't do me right. You're saying a man has a pointer. Dude, shut up.
Yeah, he's got to chill. He's got to relax. Just keep rapping or doing whatever you're doing.
Abe, does he have a point that the Bucs treated Tom Brady with special consideration that AB didn't get?
Well, first off, stop rapping. Let's start there.
Dude, the song seemed like it was kind of lit, though.
Stop rapping would be
He looked hot in that outfit.
I'm just saying.
Are they treating Tom Brady differently? Yeah, sure. Like, differently than AB? Well, he's built the ability to be treated differently. The way the Bucs are treating Tom Brady is built on trust. Why would anyone trust AB 84 right now or ever again in the league? Why? It's the same question you get about Josh Gordon. Why? What has that guy done to deserve your trust? There's no benefit of the doubt there. These are discussions he needs to have with a therapist, not with the media.
You know what's funny? I don't Like, that's the first thing that people say when they talk about AB, that he needs help and all this other stuff. I don't know if I subscribe to that. I don't know what to think of AB. I don't know if he's like lightweight a genius.
The only thing I think of AB is I don't need him on my team.
Or is he crazy? I don't know. AB, like, was that Rolling Loud? He had a song that came out.
Let me help you out. Not a genius.
Let's
start right there. Not genius.
I don't know. Like, people are rocking out to his song though. Like, they're rocking out to it. I don't know how well. Day, you probably listen to.
I haven't listened to. I refuse.
See, y'all can't separate the two.
Sorry.
Wide receivers are making more money now than they ever have. And he should be atop the list, and he's not. Not a genius.
Kanye's a genius, and he's different.
Kanye's considered a genius. Good music for a while.
Musical genius are different.
Yeah,
they evolved.
Maybe he hasn't found
Kanye
his
play wide receiver. Yeah. Is he going to jump up and right. down naked in the end zone?
Maybe he hasn't found his musical muse yet.
By the way, not as many people calling Kanye a genius over the last like 5-6 years.
Birthdays today include the great Roberto Clemente, who died in a plane crash 50 years ago, believe it or not. One of the greatest baseball players of all time. That's a documentary that needs to be made, a movie.
I lived across the street from a middle school named after him in Connecticut.
They did do a documentary.
On Roberto Clemente?
I think they did. They did something. I saw something about it when they were talking about how he passed.
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
Super fortunate. Very first baseball game I ever went to as a kid. Roberto Clemente was in right for the Pirates. I was 8 years old. Robert Redford is 86 today. How about that? Yeah, Robert Redford's 86. Patrick Swayze would have been 70. It's been 13 years since he passed. 13
Patrick
years.
Swayze.
And Luke Fickell, the head coach in Cincinnati, is 49. All right, final question. We'll go through these quickly here. We'll start. I have four new items that are popping at stores around America here. We're going to find out, will you try this new food item?
No.
We'll
begin
with Chick-fil-A. They're doing new chorizo cheddar egg bites.
No.
Not trying the chorizo cheddar egg bite.
No.
Did he?
No.
Is that a dietary thing, Hugh? You're not
no,
sure
I just
you can
don't like
it?
Like you know. It's funny, Abe.
I would
chorizo,
try it, John.
Chorizo
absolutely.
Does not sound appealing to me.
Oh, I love chorizo.
What? I don't typically do eggs
I
at
love
fast
chorizo.
Food restaurants.
Chorizo does
great.
Not. Chorizo
Dude,
does not sound appealing.
Great.
What's wrong with you?
Appealing to me.
All right, I'm eating those chorizo egg bites. You bet.
It does not surprise me.
Papa John's has a new no crust pizza.
I just read about that.
Yeah, they throw all the toppings into a bowl, heat it up. You know, and
I might rock with that. Because that's protein. Protein. That's a lot of protein.
Yeah, well, the Maven said that that's where we're going to get that next
But a
week.
Lot of people are mad about that. They're mad. Yeah, I was reading what I was reading was John, they're mad because there's no crust.
Well, I yeah, okay,
then order a pizza, you
right,
morons.
Then just get the pizza, right. Like,
what's wrong with you?
Why do I feel like I just made a pizza?
They're acting
a
like
pizza
they're,
company.
If you want the crust,
just
it's still available.
Right, exactly.
Why do I feel like this is a personal attack? Don't shoot the
No,
messenger.
We're not talking about you. We're talking about anybody out there that's
mad
about this.
No, but people
are mad. Don't be a moron.
Yeah.
Hey, can I order one of those Papa bowls, but can I have a crust with it?
How dare you give me a bowl with no crust?
You mean like a pizza?
Wendy's is selling hamburgers without any... Without any bread on them. Well, okay, then you know what? Order a one with that's got a bun.
Yeah.
God bless. No crust pizza, toppings in a bowl.
Yeah, I might try that.
Abe, would you try the toppings in a bowl?
Of course I would.
Yeah, I'm going to
give you one of those today.
Yeah, I'm going to try that right now. McDonald's has a new Big Mac.
7-12, John.
What?
Yeah, I can try one right now.
Today. Oh, okay.
You new can, Big because they changed the menu. You can order. Okay. You can order like regular stuff during the breakfast.
They're not
you got
to
wait for
yeah.
it.
It's like, okay. McDonald's has a new Big Mac. They're taking out the burger and putting in chicken. Chicken Big Mac. That's all. They're just swapping the burger out for chicken.
Grilled or fried? Do we know?
Hey, for you, really doesn't make a difference because you're going to eat
it. Yeah, I'm going to order one and probably not
think,
the other.
I think you could get it either way.
A McChicken Big Mac, I'm in for.
Yeah, let's run it.
You can do it grilled or
I haven't had a Big Mac in years.
A McChicken.
I might try that.
By the way, you could also do now the combination. One beef patty and one chicken patty.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I would try that too.
No, that's heartburn.
What would
man.
You call that? What would you call that? Because that's not surf and turf.
Surf and turf.
What's that called?
Clucking beef.
Cluckin',
I don't know.
Clucking moo.
Clucking moo, right?
The clucking moo.
And finally, Buffalo no, Wild Wings.
You're going to quit looking at me like you're disappointed. You know that was funny. You know
I,
that
I
was
honestly,
funny.
I thought you were going to say something more dangerous, so I'm pretty pleased with clucking moo. I was
with you on that, Ape. B-Dub-Dub's got a new pizza. They're taking their boneless wings. They're doing pizza, B-Dub-Dub. They're taking their boneless wings, chopping them up, putting them on a pizza.
So chicken pizza?
Pizza. Well, we've
a buffalo
got,
chicken pizza.
Yeah, we've got that already.
Yeah, we did. I mean, we do that.
had one.
They're just late to the party. Actually,
can I get the cluck and moo?
Yeah, that's actually pretty clever.
Yeah, cluck and moo. I want the cluck and moo.
Give me 3 minutes during the break. I'll come up with a much better name.
No, it gets no better than cluck and moo.
Boy, you are skirting the edge. Skating on the thin ice of life.
Literally just call it the beef and bird double.
Why is Oren looking at me talking about no? Cluck and moo, Oren.
Hey, tell me to say a better name.
Go do your own show, Oren.
You know what Thursday is? You know what today is?
Throw it out.
It's a Reuben.
The beef and bird double is a much better
name. It's Reuben Day.
Than cluck and moo.
It's Reuben.
We have NFL football coming up tonight as we get ready to our week two of the preseason.
Cluck and moo!
And a reminder that...
Coin that phrase. Okay, you got it. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. A reminder that, of course, we have all of the Atlanta Falcons games available on the Odyssey app. What's in store for week two of the preseason next with John and Hugh?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Keeping you in the loop as John and Hugh cover every scoop.
It's time to take a look around the league. It's NFL Headlines with John and Hugh.
Let's do it.
Ready?
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Oh, we have football tonight. Football as the, it's preseason football. Okay. It's the Bears and the Seahawks of preseason football. So take it for what it's worth, but we have football tonight as Justin Fields and the Bears take on the Seahawks in Seattle and kind of kicking off, absolutely kicking off week two of the NFL's preseason, which will end on Monday night when the Falcons take on the New York Jets. So Bears and Seahawks, if you are inclined to watch that game tonight.
Does anybody really want to watch that tonight, though?
You have to be pretty hardcore Bears or Seahawks fan to watch that.
I might tune in for like 2 minutes.
I don't think I'm watching 2 minutes of it. Matter of fact, I don't think I'm watching 2 seconds of it.
Why not? It's a great chance to see which future Falcons are on the Bears.
Because I'd rather watch Max Fried against Jacob deGrom. That's why.
You just got to get four TVs, John.
Hey, this is for all of you youth football coaches out there, and I tip my hat to all youth coaches in every sport.
Be safe.
You know, the story about Aqib Talib's brother, you know, in Texas, that there was a fight, and Aqib Talib, the former NFL star quarterback, and his best dude, Aqib Talib coming out of Kansas, was a great player, that his brother shot and killed this coach after an argument at a youth football game. Oh, my God. Really? And now it takes another little twist. And that twist is that Aqib himself started the fight. Hugh, that is bad news for him. I mean, really bad news for the coach, obviously, but his brother going to prison for a long time, and Aqib could be in serious trouble.
I have a lot of questions about this because I saw the story, and I immediately thought, like, okay, why are you at a child's football game with a gun? I understand that in some states. I know Texas is one of the states where, you know, you can carry gun wherever you want to go, but I just feel like there are certain places where, you know, cooler heads have to prevail, and you probably shouldn't carry a gun. And, you know, that, and why in the position that you're in and knowing in this day and age that everybody has a cell phone with a camera, why are you out there fighting? Like, to me, that makes no sense. Like, we live in a time nowadays where you have to be aware of your surroundings at all times. Even if he didn't pull the trigger, which allegedly he didn't, you still put yourself in a position in a situation where your life is about to change drastically for not the better. Like, especially when you have eyewitnesses saying that you were the instigator, number one, and because you are the instigator, that potentially you could be charged. You could be tried or charged, excuse me. You could be charged for this situation. So you're in a bad spot. Yeah, I mean, you know, and you had a budding NFL analyst career that was taken off. As a matter of fact, I read in one of the stories where, as of today or yesterday, I should say, they hadn't taken him off any of the broadcasts.
That's
going to happen.
Yeah, he's not going to have a job. Happen. I mean, that's
like,
the very
like they're
minimum.
Scrambling, like, they're scrambling right now trying to figure out a contingency to get somebody else in there to do
games
that
you were supposed
to do. Yeah, Keith's
broadcast career is over.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
And he's got to hope that he doesn't go to prison for a long time. He threw the first punch, and moments later, his brother pulls out a gun. Moments later, I mean, sitting right next to him, shoots and kills the coach. You know, so, I don't know. Stand your ground in Texas and all this kind of stuff. Who knows?
But I don't think this applies. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not fluent in Texas law. But this is a youth football game, and somebody lost their life for a disagreement about a call, I assume. It's ridiculous. This is truly ridiculous that incident escalated to the point where somebody pulled a gun and shot somebody. And now you're looking at a budding broadcaster. You're probably sitting at home right now talking about, damn, how did this happen? How did this happen?
Your life is gone.
Yeah. It's like,
and the other dude's life is over.
Yeah. And your brother's going to jail.
Yep.
All over what?
What?
A call that was made that you didn't like? Come on, man.
Yeah. Right. Happier notes here. The bettors are out there. One better places how big is this bet here, Abe, on your thing? Oh, is it? How big is the bet on the story? Go to your story. Is it $1,500? Is that what you meant to say? Okay, $1,500 bet on a Will Fuller to lead the NFL in receiving touchdowns, and he would get on $750,000. What are the odds Will Fuller is going to lead the NFL in receiving TDs? Zero. Unless everybody else has, like, less than three. I don't understand bettors, Hugh. I mean, I just don't. I mean, why would you make that bet? I mean, what's the point of it?
On the off chance that it might happen.
There's no chance that's happening.
It's that's the thing. That's like, if the guy that bets that $1,500, I'm assuming, would probably have money to burn.
I was going to say, he's obviously just got the money in the pocket just to do something. Like
I guess.
That.
I mean, you're right. I mean, you
that's
just
one of those.
I got a theory on this.
Okay, it's not the mattress dude, is it?
No.
Mattress
Mac? No.
I mean,
it's not Marlon's man either. Theory, not possibly real, but theory, this bet was actually placed by Will Fuller himself to raise some attention to the fact that he's still available as a free agent.
And the fact that
and if he gets signed, it's definitely worth the $1,500 that it costs him.
Right.
This is like a commercial, an advertisement.
You know what?
For
that's a great theory. I'm not
going to
roll against it.
And maybe, you know, by him getting picked up, the fantasy football people are get on this bandwagon and pick
him
up.
Nah, he burned me a couple years ago. Never again with him.
But also, there was another bidder out there that I saw on Twitter, and Falcons fans were sharing it around. This dude put like $2,000 down on the Falcons to go 0-6 in the division, and I guess at 5-1 odds, he'd win $10,000. Do you think the Falcons are going 0-6 in the division? I don't think they are.
I don't think that's a terrible bet. I don't think they're going 0-6.
I don't
but
either.
Look. Basically, we just talked about the viability of a free agent receiver leading the league in touchdowns, so it's at least viable.
Basically, you're saying you're going to go 0-4, right?
3-3?
I mean, 0-4, not 0-6, because you're going to give the two games to Tampa, correct?
Yeah, probably.
I'm give the two games.
I mean, you've argued for a long time, John, that last game's week 18. Maybe
right,
it doesn't matter.
Imagine
you're 0-5 going into that game.
And
this better
right now.
They bench everyone.
They'd be mad. Very, very mad.
It's not the worst bet I've heard.
Christian McCaffrey can stop, okay? He can just stop.
Like on a dime?
No, he just, you know, I don't know if you've been seeing this all over Facebook and the IG and Twitter. He's canoodling with Olivia Culpo. Look, you got a girlfriend who was Miss Universe. She's mega hot. Get it. Olivia Culpo.
Who?
She's a model, Hugh.
She's a model. And
who canoodling?
Christian McCaffrey.
Run CMC.
He Kalululin? He
runs CMC, Christian.
He's
McCaffrey.
Canoeing with her. He's canoeing.
You mean in a boat?
She's canoeing with her. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they were canoeing. I could handle that one.
Two person kayak.
It's a little bit. It's more like, you know, TMI. You know what I mean? Way too public. So yeah, he can stop with that.
Kalululin.
What he's doing is showing off.
What, for being with a model?
Yeah, we're being with Olivia Culpo.
How is that showing off, John? I call that winning. That's a win. I don't know how anybody, I don't know what she looks like, but when you say model, I assume she's attractive.
Well, she was Miss Universe. I mean, you could probably,
That's winning. That is a win.
But didn't Al Horford also marry a Miss Universe, another Miss Universe winner?
Al Horford won.
Yeah, but he's not out there posted it all over everywhere that you
can
take
it away from him. This is his wife. It's his wife. You ain't got to post your wife. This is a girlfriend. If I'm hanging out with a model, you best be there. I'm not posting all those pictures. And I'm going to be smiling. I'm going to even have some clothes on. You're going to see me in something other than shorts. I might have on a Hawaiian shirt.
Other than just a towel?
You might have on a Hawaiian shirt. No, I ain't going to post them pictures. But you're going to tell by the you're going to tell by the thumbs up that I'm going to be giving that it's all good. That's a win. What'd you say out there? Kalululin?
Canoodling.
Kalululin?
Canoodling.
Kalululin.
They're making canoodles. They probably are, actually. But, man, it's like I can't open my Twitter without another photo
mad.
Of Olivia Culpo and Run CMC.
He posted pictures of him with a model. And
no,
mad.
It's just annoying.
Yeah, because he won.
Hey, John, let me tell you what. If I was dating a Miss Universe, I'd be annoying too.
Yeah.
All right,
you
Abe,
me.
If you were dating, period.
Abe
will be posting pictures.
My point. Imagine how over the top I'd be.
But you got to take pictures with your shirt off and her rubbing all on your chest, smiling, because this go and put the caption. I know you wish you were me. Post too. Because you're kalululing. You're kalululing with a supermodel. Kalululing. You're kalululing. With a model. A super one.
The Braves catch the Mets. They're going to have to win tonight. Big Time Baseball Podcast talking about that as they break it all down for you on the Big Time Baseball Podcast, which is available on the Odyssey app. And you can get the Odyssey app for free in the App Store. With John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
Now. Your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
Hey, Stephanie Stallworth, ATL Traffic Lady. Good morning. This update brought to you by Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta. Great news out on that inbound East Expressway. All lanes open, 20 West to Glenwood. We'll go ahead and hit on the inside the perimeter. Did have the trouble though, Highway 78 West out before Valley Brook with a crash and a stall 400 South at Pilgrim Mill. The fastest way to know what your home would sell for today is for Lindy Moore with Empower Home Team of Keller Williams Realty First Atlanta. Simply text your address to 800-763-3000. No phone call, just text your address to 800-763-3000 to get your home's value. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios. By the way, I do want to shout out because I just got a tweet. You know, if you are a high school or a youth coach, especially if you're a youth coach and you're doing it on a volunteer basis, you know, God love you for all your work. I coached for a while. I've thought about coaching again. And, of course, I officiated too. But I know that some people are hearing that Aqib Talib story and, you know, you got to be careful.
It's crazy, man. I mean, because you're out there. Most of these coaches, if they're coaching, they're not making a whole lot of money, or they're making no money at all. They're doing it because they want to give back to their community, and to be in a situation where a call or something makes it hostile to the point where, you know, you could potentially lose your life. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous on every level. And for Aqib Talib to if he was the instigator in this, shame on him. Shame on him for being that guy that couldn't be the bigger person in that moment. Because that's what we're talking about. Like, there are times, John, where, you know, you get mad at something, or, you know, you feel like you've been slighted, regardless of what it is. But you have to play the scenario out in your head and say, hey, you know what? It's not worth it. No matter how much it eats away at you or whatever, like, hey, man, it's not worth it. And the fact that your brother what's the point of – what is the purpose of carrying a gun to a football game? Like, what's the purpose? Oh, in case something pop off, I got to be ready. You got to be prepared at all times. To me, that's silly. And I understand that we live in a time where, you know, certain things like that may be warranted, but I don't think it's warranted at a game like that. I don't think that's the case.
Yeah, the fact is, and again, that's why I won't referee ever again. I mean, as much as I enjoyed refereeing – Abe, you refereed, didn't you, for a little while? Dede, did you ever referee?
I never ref. I coached. I coached for about 6-7 years.
Hugh, you coached, right?
No. And I've been asked to, and I'm like, no. It's not what I don't have the temperament, because that right there, like, family members in your face or moms or dads in your face about a decision that you made. Because I've seen, like, this is the thing, John. When I used to take Hugh and Hugh played football when he was younger, I saw how other parents acted, and I saw how they lived vicariously through their kids, and you know how it motivated them to do certain things, and the way they yelled and screaming. I was like, no, I don't want to be that guy, and I definitely don't want to deal with you because my temperament is not that. Like, my temperament is not where I'm going to sit there and just let anybody talk to me any kind of way. So I was like, no, I'm cool. I'm going to go ahead and let somebody else who has a little bit cooler head handle all of that. I can't do it. Cannot do it.
Yeah, the whole refereeing thing. I quit refereeing after I got literally screamed at by this one lady for refereeing. I was umpiring a baseball game, and I thought I was doing a pretty good job. I thought I was being pretty fair. And, you know, she was sitting behind me in a lawn chair and just giving me the business. I mean – and I finally went over and said to her, you know, you got to stop this or I'm going to forfeit the game to the other team. And she really got in my grill about it. And I went over to the coach and said, you got to handle this. And she got into the coach's grill. And the next thing you know, we had to cool everybody off here. And I went after that game. I mean, she did eventually settle down, but I just said, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to do this anymore.
Yeah, but how much did it take for her to settle down, man? It's like why? This is me.
I had to threaten forfeit.
Yeah, this is one of those things, man, where somewhere along the way, and I know why, because you know you talk about NILs and scholarships and things of that nature.
Oh, okay, this was like 9 and 10 year old kids.
No, what I'm trying to say is this, John, is that this is a high money game now. This the stakes have been raised. And people want their kids to be put in the best situation or get to the best school or get the best NIL, whatever it is. But this is a high-stakes situation now, and that's why people are acting the way that they're acting. Hey, because they're looking further ahead.
When you were refereeing, did you ever get screamed at?
Yeah, sure. Wow. I red carded a parent once, sent him off. It's dead serious.
Yeah.
But I, for the most part, if they were just getting after me, whatever, like if they're yelling at me about calls or whatever, I'm pretty good at ignoring that stuff. I mean, you guys see, I ignore you guys. I mean, so I'm pretty good at.
And we ignore you, Abe.
Yeah. So I'm pretty good at just like when they're shouting, it just becomes just noise. So it doesn't really bother me. I felt like the more I ignored it, the less it, because they just felt like they were just yelling without any impact.
Yeah.
It normally died off after a while.
You know, and parents will take it out on the officials there.
I mean, there was a video just earlier this year of the basketball where mm-hmm. the guy punched the basketball official. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's unfortunately kind of like what he was saying. Like, you know, people are living vicariously through their kids, especially people that maybe thought they were going to be something and it didn't pan out for them. And so now they're hoping their kid is the, they're betting it all on the kid. And when they don't see stuff going right, you know, they either hollering at coaches, hollering at officials. It's just bad. And I'll be honest with you. I've seen some things going down at youth events that should not be going down.
Yeah.
Like straight up, like it's beyond just parents being mad or because of playing time. It's people doing things that shouldn't be taking place at youth events.
You know, I would love to coach again. I coached about a half a dozen basketball teams in my life, and I would love to coach youth basketball again. I've really enjoyed it, especially girls.
Yeah.
I coached my daughter's team for 3 years, and I coached other teams that weren't my daughter's team. And I would tell the parents in the preseason meeting, look, I'm not out here to win games. I'm going to play everybody on this team. This is fun, okay? This isn't, you know, we're out here to have fun. If we win games, great. But everybody's going to play. That's the point here. You know?
Yeah, but it's not.
See,
it's
I
not.
Think you get into more trouble as a youth coach than you do as a youth official.
Yeah, officials is more about if you make a call, you know, which, you know, if you're a good official, it's going to be very rare that you're making calls that aren't right. But when it comes to coaching, you're dealing with parents and
that
my
want
kid,
their kids to play
yeah,
and my kid's
like
better.
I
my
think
kids,
yeah, there's a lot of things you get in more trouble with as a
yeah,
coach
because
than I think
it's,
as an official.
It's my kid is better than this kid, and why is this kid playing it? That's a lot to deal with, man.
Right, and then don't be a coach that, like you said, you coached your daughter's team. I coached my son's football team, and I forgot I was an assistant coach, so really more than 6 years for my daughter's softball team, which softball is probably the easiest sport to coach at youth, for in my opinion. But with the whole daddy ball conversation.
Oh, I know, right.
Like, that's a whole nother world. Like, I literally was – COVID saved me from coaching because the program we were at they didn't do
shut
football.
Down, right.
Right. So we had to go to another team. And so I was so, because I was ready for him to get out of the daddy ball conversations, because I didn't want him.
So you're talking about that? Oh, that his
he's only playing because his dad is the coach. Yeah. Right, like,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right. Did he, when that's the worst. You know what the worst of that is? All-star teams.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. When they pick all-star teams and he takes his daughter over yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Whatever. Hugh, when you realized as a kid, when it became evident to you that you were going to be a way above average football player, about how old were you, do you think?
I was in college.
No, I mean, really? Not even
yeah,
high school?
I had friends of mine that I played high school football with that were way more recruited than I was. So it was, for me, it was like, it wasn't a reality. It wasn't a reality until I remember one time.
You said your biggest offer was what, like Akron?
Akron.
I'm not trying to put down your high school career, but like at most high schools, especially in Ohio, especially here in Georgia, the best player is getting a better shout than Akron. So
yeah.
I can kind of what I'm saying is I believe what you're saying here, that
I had a friend of mine went to Youngstown State during the era where Youngstown State won like 4 championships.
Yeah, they were killing it.
They
Jim
were
Tressel
killing
area.
It. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jim Tressel
yeah,
had
yeah,
national title.
That's what it was. Yeah, it was young. He went to Youngstown State. I had one friend of mine went to the MAC, went to Findlay. I think Matt Finley's in the MAC.
No, they're not. They're in, but yeah, Finley's not in the MAC.
They're not in the MAC, but they're
because they're D2.
No, was it Toledo?
Toledo's
in the MAC.
Yeah, Toledo. Like schools like that. That was kind of big. Ohio had one friend went to Ohio State, so it was like I was not highly recruited. So to me, it wasn't a reality until one day I remember leaving. I was running around the track, and I was leaving the track, and I ran into a Denver Broncos scout. And it was like, he was like.
I was literally just going to ask, when did you realize scouts were coming to your
he
games?
He ran into it and he was like, hey, are you Hugh Douglas? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, he just kept looking me up and down. And he asked me a few questions, but that was it. Didn't really tell me he was there for me, but just was like, he was looking me up and down. And then it was another scout came to Green Bay Packers. And they were like, hey, man, whatever you do, just keep that motor running. Just, you know, you got a high, you're considered a high motor guy. Just keep that motor running. And that was it. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, let's see what his workout at. But that wasn't to college for me.
Coming up in the next hour, final hour of the program, Jason Longshore on where we go with Atlanta United now. He'll join us in about half an hour from now. Ahead of that, the big stories of the day, including the Braves getting set for the Mets in Game 4 of this crucial series in the big pitching matchup tonight at Truist Park. And speaking of the Braves, Alex Anthopoulos live 9:20 with the Steakhouse this morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. Call Bader Scott 404-888-8888. That's 404-888-8888.
Hey, Stephanie Starr with ATL Traffic Lady. Good morning. This update brought to you by Kia, movement that inspires. Inbound East Expressway, all lanes open. 20 West to Glen. We'll go ahead and hit on the inside the perimeter. Did have the trouble though, Highway 78 West out before Valley Brook with a crash and a stall 400 South at Pilgrim Mill. From the Game Time Traffic Center, I'm Stephanie Stallworth on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.